from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The first salvo of the provincial election campaign in Timmins riding has been fired by the NDP candidate, and it's over the failure to qualify for funding for a homelessness and addiction recovery treatment center. Speaking to reporters at his Cedar Street South campaign office, Corey Lepage said it's unacceptable that Timmins was left out when the concept was developed here. He says incumbent Conservative MPP George Peary failed to deliver when it mattered most.
The irony, well, as mayor of Timmins, Mr. Peary was a strong advocate for community initiatives addressing homelessness and addiction. He backed Living Space. He fought to get the safe injection site to Timmins, and he supported community-driven initiatives. So what exactly happened when he became MPP?
Lepage's campaign manager is Gilles Bisson, who served as MPP from 1990 until 2022, when he was defeated by Peary. Tainted opioids are the prime suspects in a current increase in overdoses across Cochrane District. In response, Northern Public Health and its community partners on the Opioid Emergency Response Task Force have declared a red alert. Seamus Murphy, a deputy chief who represents EMS on the task force, says the number of ambulance calls is up. He adds that the tainted supply on the street increases chances of respiratory arrest and consequently death. Karina Mickey Douglas Takiesu, a Timmins librarian and multi-talented artist in several media, has one of her paintings going up in the canteen area of the legislature building at Queen's Park in Toronto for a year. How it came about would make a great script for a Hollywood movie. She, along with several artists from our region whose work has been accepted, entered the competition last summer. Douglas Takiesu hadn't gotten any response. Then, while at a library conference in Toronto this week, she got an email from the coordinator looking for her painting of a Timmins skyline. Douglas Takiesu had somehow missed two earlier emails.
The ironic part is I had just been walking around Queen's Park taking some photographs in the snow the night before. And all of a sudden, it's like, I'm here, but my artwork, which also happens to be 36 inches by 24 inches, is not with me.
That started a whirlwind with her husband packing the painting in a television box and sending it by courier to her in Toronto. You can see the painting and hear many more details on our website. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Iroquois Falls Storm played the Paper Kings in Espanola tonight at 7:30. Last night, they came tantalizingly close to beating the NOJHL-leading Sudbury Cubs, but settled for a 3-2 loss. The Timmins Rock hosts Sudbury tonight at 7, then travel to Hearst to meet the Lumberjacks tomorrow night at 7:30.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.